Good morning, brothers and sisters. For the morning devotion here this morning, before I get started here, my phone number is 484-919-8850. This morning I'd like to speak about the love for you, brother. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 1 John 3:14. It is a great comfort to find that love is not regarded by the apostle as though it were merely an emotional or a sentimental matter, for every reference points to action. The love of God was manifested in laying down his life, and we are to be willing to follow his steps. The injunction is that we should love in our deeds. We are not to shut up our hearts in compassion, but to help our brother in need. If we begin with being kind and loving actions, we shall end up feeling the same. Often when people come to me saying that the love has completely died out of their life towards some other person, I've bidden them to go back again and to act with love, making the other one the center and the object of helpful ministry. The invariable result is the refreshing and the rekindling of the hot springs of affection. Do not wait to feel love, but begin at once to show it, because it is right and it is your duty. And as you step out in simple faith, you will find that God will make this to abound towards that also abounds in grace, you may this good work. Love of such kind is self-giving and is the gift of the Spirit of God. This exotic bloom cannot flourish on our wintry soil. The human heart cannot furnish it. There may be a few wild growths, but they bear small comparison to the beautiful flower and fruit. Love is of God, it proceedeth from his nature, and is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, and as we are united with Christ by faith, the love of God will be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and we shall be able to love with God's love. We know that we've been born from above as soon as we find ourselves willing to put the interest of another before our own, not because we have natural affection or affinity for him, but because he and we belong to God. If there is hatred or dislike in our hearts towards any, let us beware. We must uproot it by generous action, or it will bring darkness into our own lives. God bless you all.